I was getting quite dissatisfied with writing mainstream fiction, because I felt like there was this unwritten rule, we don't do God in mainstream fiction, and that wasn't natural to me. I felt constrained, because obviously faith is integral to my life, and I felt I couldn't write a character who had an integral faith, and that seemed unrealistic and unsatisfying.
So just explain briefly the overview of this book then, because it's called I, Margaret, obviously, so the main character is called Margaret.
Yes, the main character is called Margaret. She's an 18-year-old girl living about 100 years in the future, when Europe is ruled by a militantly atheist government, and there's religious suppression. She's a believer, as they're called in the book, which means she's a baptised Christian. And this carries a death penalty if it's discovered. So it's quite a serious situation she's in.
It is quite dark, isn't it? I mean, when people read Christian books, they you expect them very often to be quite twee. But nonetheless, yours is quite dark. There's not a tweeness about it.
No, well, I was basically setting out to write a mainstream novel that just happened to have a Christian heroine. So it's meant to be exactly like any other mainstream novel, except that it has the faith in there. Because I think people who are reading mainstream novels aren't attracted to Christian sort of literature of the kind that you just referred to. And, you know, in an ideal world, perhaps we would all be satisfied by very gentle, nice things. But when we've been reading less gentle things, you know, you want something of the equivalent tone, but with faith in.
You must be planning a new book now, are you?
Yes. Well, there's three more books in the I, Margaret series, which I have written. So it's a question of bringing those out.
How pleased are you now? Because you published it yourself, didn't you, in the end?
I did, yes.
So how pleased are you with the book itself?
I'm very pleased with it, yes. It's taken a lot of work, but I think the result is, well, I'm very pleased, yeah.